Okay, welcome to Finnegan's Wake Reading Facebook Forum. This is Bob and Ion with episode number 43. And we're going to do page 288, but we're starting over on 287, halfway down, inside the bracketed part. So it says, "For Husk Hisk, a spirit spires, Dolph, Dean of Idlers, meager suckling of Gert Stone, though barely a Balbos boy, he too," then a whole section
of Latin. Wait. We'll do the Latin for you, Bob. We don't want to get you tangled up. You've worked really hard to get this far. We don't want to embarrass anything here. They do it in Latin because it's the dead language. That's our specialty. We love the dead. Dead's what we fuck with more than the living. The dead don't fight back near as hard as the living. But you have to picture this now. There's stuff going on. Okay, and you see, Husk Hiss, the spirit spires. That means, like the little boy on the sixth sense, he's gonna say, "I see dead people." They're starting.
Oh yeah.
And then we go, and here we go. Here comes the Dean of Idlers. Oh, you can only imagine who that is. He's meager. He's suckling of Gert Stone. Gert Stone? Gert Stone? Not Gert Stern. No, it can't be. They didn't know who Gert Stern was. Through Berkeley, a Balbus boy, he too. Oh, he was like Bob. So now, here's what happened is, "Preteria, San Mora, dumbass, you narcissistic asshole. What the hell's lingering in your Roman moratorium, lest the charcuterie board of a living life from the Osterham Key, that suddenly the latitude of the super carnus," well, carnum, "or carnival, postulates or speculates, emositus latuitus, de suspicious sounding, telltale consurgent human condition with stirrups. You antique man, flaming power bottom, Jordan Jamber Baptist, pretend Baptist, Nintibus revolutionist, causing all kinds of turmoil all over the world, Sapienism," well, bedroom activities included, "totem toot, fluted, modem mortar flurry," he's a flamer, "Edom quad exagra futura," uh-oh, something's coming that ain't quite here yet, "there's an interim, interalluvium for future," uh-oh. This is saying something's going to happen in the future that connects to the Dean of Idlers. Okay, now, you have a five-bodied less. The quadrilibet, the five-body is less. It's gone. And then you go, "ipsum per alibium, ascension into the hexatic. Alluvium for future. Quadliberate sense. Ipsum per adipam, agnostrian, concertrium, omen, there's something bad coming, and I see a bad moon rising, immune, amarius, rapus, rivius, affiletus."
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, "though barely a Balbos boy, he too, recurrently often, when him moved, he would kick their chair, coached rebellion tending mics of the same, and over his own courage at Back Lane University, among which Kukasovs." What?
That's the uh-huh. See what's happening, setting the stage. Like you would say that this is all carrying on, when realized after that, after the king of narcissists has arrived on the scene, everything is up in the air. And where's Back Lane University?
That's the beginning of a Pop's new university.
That's right. Very good.
"Among of which pupil swabs, a pistrule was pulled up, bred and battered for a dillon a dollar." Now we got to go back.
A dillon a dollar? Wait a minute. A dillon a dollar? Is that for trillions of dollars, Bob?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we won't do for number one and two. They're above the text we read. So you go to three, where it says "Preteriti" in the Latin part, It says, dope in Canarian words we've made. Fish from the dock. Dock, there's Carolyn. Fish from the dock.
Fish from the dock. That's right. That's exactly right.
And then you go down to the end of the Latin part, amplecti. Well, let's try a few words. Demon, amnen, ripus, revelabus, amplecti, which becomes, footnote 4, basquish, finnegan, hungulash, and old teen taggle, the only pure way to work a curse.
Exactly. Is that relevant? Which is what you do. Exactly right. That's what you do. You say words, and then that's what happens. And then everybody's surprised. Well, yes, who's most surprised? You! You're more surprised than everybody else kind of expects it anymore, but when it happens for you, if you're astounded. It's like, did I do that? You narcissist asshole. It says it plain in the text. You're a narcissist asshole right there, right there. You can mark it. For everybody on the facial book, be sure to remind Bob that Finnegan's Wake quotes Dean of Idlers. The king of the narcissist of assholes.
Bread and battered for a Dylan a dollar, chaunching letters for them vice versa to bronze bots, and blending schemes for him in troubadours, and double-pressing twofold truths and devising tingling tail words to wireless cunt that another would finish a sentence for him. He drew it with a smile of it.
Oh, slow down. We got a ton right there. I mean, we can stop right here if you want to. This is it right here. If you won't stop right here, you can't. There might be a few more little tidbits we can sift through the sands of the hourglass, but we'll look and see. Look, changing letters, vice versa. The new conversation is Kamala going to be president or not? Mm. So they're changing letters for the vice versa. Which one is worse? To the bronze mops. And they're making schemes, Bob. And they're doing tropes. You know what a trope is. Then you know what a tropador is. So them tropadors, they're doubles crescent. They're two-fold truth. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're saying a lot of stuff. They don't know. The Democrats is doomed, but the Republicans ain't going to fix it. Republicans don't know how to fix it. So they got another way. And they got to get something's gonna get their tail words. They gotta get their y'all gonna get sick of this voice over with, but they gotta get their advertisement, the hex advertisement to say, I didn't whoop her ass. I didn't shoot her in the face. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, I threatened to kill her, but I didn't kill her, goddammit. You need to calm down. This is getting a little bit ridiculous. Well, you did kill. Well, you're a preacher and you're supposed to be about forgiveness. I'm redeemed. And then you're gonna come in here and talk shit about me? You ridiculous heretic. You're a heretic. That's what you're having double talking. That's in the campaign ads for political, or better known as the Drudge Report. You know, it's about the same thing. And then you come along in the tail words too. Wireless. The cunts. Gonna come in here and they're gonna start finishing each other's sentences. They do that now. They already know how it's gonna go because they're just making it up. They're making it up. And now they'll be able to make candy corn flavored fentanyl next. It'll be the most grandest thing ever invented. That's coming up next with this double talk. Now you can carry on living. See how much was in that little bit right there and you didn't even finish this sentence. Sorry about that, Bob. We try to let you do that, but we couldn't because I think this entire page is just one sentence.
Yeah, fine x-ray there. He drew her would smile a bit eggways, Ned. He, to don't say nothing, would so prim and pick upon his 10 ordinailed ungles, trying to undo with his teeth the knots made by his tongue, retelling himself by the math hour, long as he's brewed real a funnish fix about the she, how boast of all and unsugging thoughts, and the thirds to charm him girl love, and furthermore, and filthily with bag from Oxytown, and Baroque accidents, and proper accents.
Okay, an accent. Okay, yeah. Now, that's the old Biden scenario. We're going backward up for the Barackicide. Barackicide is what people are going to have to do from Oaks and Town. You see, this is 127 Wall Street, Bob. The university's not doing good, Bob. It's not doing good. Okay, so this is the funny fix about the she. You got to come back to where this is all coming back to the she. But they're saying stuff that they know is a lie, and then they try to talk it back, and then they don't talk it back, and then they just say, "Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, no, I didn't. No. Well, it's about the people. Let the migrants in. Let them in. We're going to take them, put them in the sanctuary cities. Oh, but if we can't take more than 50, you give us more than 50, we're going to have a national reparation. More than 50 people? Oh, no. Hell to the fuck no. We're not doing all this. They tangle it up, and then their teeth can't untie the knots that their tongue makes, which is very self-spoken, except for they don't see who's listening about the she. And then, we thought you were done with Fauci, but now you're not. Now here comes Fauci of all and on Segun thoughts. Segun thoughts. For the third wave of COVID.
The charming girl of love?
Yep.
Furthermore,
it's filthier. It's filthier than the other one was.
With bags from Oxytown and Baroxidants and proper accidents and Hop the Hill and Hexen shoes and find the whole damning shoes. Letter.
And find the whole damning letter, because you're going to be able to point that out in advance. So people will realize you're breathing into your phone. So people will realize that this is all a fix. And they're going to point to people's feet. Go ahead.
And in pointed feet, when he landed in Ireland's Leinster, saved in solemn nuns, for the twice became time, off lifting strong boat launched the Lady Eva. In a tan suit of sails, he converted its natives, name saints, young ordnance, matterheads, and old unguished PT publicans through the medium of...
Oh, my God, don't get the damn publicans involved in this. Now we got some... You know what? And it's literally PT publicans. You know what they're talking about? Part-time Republicans, not rhinos. Part-time Republicans. So this, they're undisguised. Now they're exposed. Now they're where they know what's going on now. And see, now here we come, the zigzag. Back in 100 years ago, when Zell Miller was the great governor in the great state of Georgia, he got a really, really fond nickname. He's from Young Harris, Georgia, up North Georgia Mountain. And he got the title of being Zig Zag Zell. Because he would change, he would flip on a topic, and he wouldn't get off the podium until he done changed his mind about what he just protracted and said to be the law, the mighty virtuous law of the land. And it's before he got to this car, he done changed his mind and was doing a press release about his new update called Zig Zag Zale. With almost satirical zeal. And there have been examples of people who did this all through history and kind of got away with it. But now it's come to a place where no one's listening. That's the only way this doesn't work. So the futuristic tale that this particular zeitgeist, who with them, maybe a stretch, pulls out is how satirical this whole thing is, that everybody's put off. And now they're not going to live in a position with the old Biden or the Barcelonian or the Barack were rule. You'll see in the footnote that works itself out. Did we get past where you were, Bob, or are we about there?
You're right where I should pick up.
Okay.
To put off the Barcelonas from their pecaminous corpulums. Greetings, Mr. Dane, and kiss on their butts. Master! Mm-hmm. As often as they came within bloodshot of that other familiar temple and showed him the Celestine way to buy his tri-star and his flop hat trick and his peri humdrum dumb and numb nostrums that he learned in Himbuktu, and that same Gallo-Roman cultus is very prevalent up to this windiest of land having miseries all over what was before a boot, the land of nods, in spite of all the blute, all the brain, all the brawn, all the brow, that was shod, that was shat, that was shuck all the while, for our mass and gray, if moss-hungry people, the at wicker works, still hold forward to their healing, and by leave and the old weights down upon the Swanee, innovated by him, the Prince de Propagandi, the chrism for the Christmas.
Okay. Too much. You get to the Christmas. The Christmas is that the religion's not going to save you. It goes through all the details of it. Y'all said you was going to fix the inflation. Y'all said gas was going to go down. Y'all said you was going to kill Putin. Y'all said Xi Jinping was going to be okay. Y'all said Kim Jong-il was dead. Y'all said they didn't have no missiles that could shoot all the way to Japan. Y'all said they didn't have this. And now there's the not smart ones, the not brawny ones, the not really ones. And then the shits and the shits and the shots. All the while, you're getting, you get up, set up for the massage, that the medium for the moss-hungry people, the wicker works, are trying to bring themselves right back up, but it doesn't work because it stinks. It's a your numb nostrum. Now, Himbuck 2 is about to be you, because we got a flop-flop hat trick. Mm-hmm. Who is Perry Humdrum, Bob, other than dumb? Perry Humdrum.
That would be Bill
Humdrum.
Clinton.
Perry Humdrum. Exactly. Very good. Perry, Bill Clinton. Perry Humdrum. Because that's his thing. He's the one laid back. He's Humdrum. That's a good example. Metaphorical. Pardon the metaphors. Although Dr. Dean adores a good, healthy metaphor, always. She looks faithful. Always leaves room for a good, healthy metaphor. Okay, did we get all the way through the kissing of the bottles? The bottles.
Yeah, but now we got to do the footnotes.
Yeah, but I mean, we had to clean all that up. We might have missed something. But now, the girls after school, they'll catch it. If we miss something in there, they'll catch it if they ask the question. So there's something that's obvious. Y'all note it so we can get it because there's just too much here, because this is future. Okay, do the first one.
Yeah, so for a Dylan a dollar in line one, footnote one says, an ounce worth of onions for a penny a wealth of sobs.
Right, and that's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right, because that's what's happened. See, Bob has, well, okay, we're just going to say it. It don't. It doesn't matter. If everybody, if you're not offended by now, you're probably not going to get offended. So we'll take a little poetic libertine gospel here and show you a little something. So now Bob has covered the world's wealth. He's overdone it all. He's won, in essence. It's his to lose at this point. And just the second he conquers the sun, moon, and stars, they devoid money. So for an ounce worth of onions, you get a penny's worth of cries, of tears, tears of joy from the peels as the onion peels, as the onion peels. And then what happens is you find how ridiculous the whole setup was in the first place. Bob doesn't care. Give him all the money. He'll just go buy a CD. He'll go buy a half a book and a CD without a, he'll buy half a book that he's not going to read. And a CD without a player that he can't listen to, he'll be just as happy as a hog in sloth. It won't bother him a bit in the world. And he will have conquered the world once again with his stealthy prowess once again in the narcissist tune, in the narcissist tune of Bedlam. Mm-hmm.
And I'll do that, smile a bit eggways. Footnote two. Who brought us into the yellow world?
That's right. That's right. The world of the mountain.
Ah, the mountain. Wow. So then footnote three. Where's that? Five. Oh, yeah. When he landed in Ireland's Leinster. Yeah. When he landed in Ireland's Leinster three. Because it's run on the mountain. Look, it's right there, the mountain. You just said the mountain. Because it's run. Who brought us into the yellow world? Because it's run on the mountain and river system.
Mm-hmm.
You're hiding the mountain by sticking, heading the river angle.
Well, no, River Song in Doctor Who, River Song in Doctor Who was the connection that allowed Gallifrey, where the Time Lords live, to finally be abolished.
Wow.
Gallifrey. The Whovians, nobody will get that but the Whovians, but if you're reading Finnegan's Wake, Doctor Who can't be that foreign for you.
So you come to the boat called the Lady Eva in a tan suit of sails, footnote four, when all them allied sloopers was ventilated in their popos and sliding down by creek and veek, stole snaking out to sea. That's going to Andromeda.
No, that's your alien. All the aliens are coming. They gotta get vested. They gotta get their right clothes on. And they're gonna slide down. They're gonna sneak out to the sea. To their home away from home.
So they're gonna go out to the sea before they come through the Eastern Gate?
Well, some of them are already here, Bob. Not all are coming through the Eastern Gate. Once the Eastern Gate's open, then it becomes like a superhighway. It becomes a double-sided escalator. They'll be constantly moving in, moving out, moving in, moving out.
So the ones already here will meet them out in the sea.
They go to their, yes, that's right. Because all of the channels is what we call it. The channels are being flooded. And that's why water's kind of, they have a lot of droughts and fires and pestilence and wars and
so this
and
is
wars
about
wars and
this is
dogs
about,
and dogs and cats laying together, you know, the normal stuff.
So this is about the meeting with the aliens. It has a greetings, Mr. Dean.
That's right. Of course. Of course.
And,
It gets better. It gets better.
Yeah, so it's about the future, okay. Very soon future. Okay, so we did Suit of Sales 4. Then a couple lines down, with satiric zeal to put off the Barcelonas.
Mm-hmm.
Footnote 5. They were plumped and plumed and jerried and citizens and racers and cinnamon-hued. Is that describing the aliens?
That's describing what's left of Barack Obama.
They were plumped and plumed and jerried and citizens and racers and cinnamon-hued. Okay, and that's Barcelona.
Do you know what, Bob, do you know what you and Michelle and Barack all have in common?
We're black. We're all black.
No. And you have one thing. You're all sort of narcissistic, but of course you take the date. But the one indescribable, the same quality that all three of you have is all three of you have a penis.
In him, not her Bucktoo, him Bucktoo.
That's right.
Him Bucktoo. Creeping crawlies, that'd be a penis. Creeping crawlies, Petery Parley, Peter, penis, banished to his native Ireland from erring under Ryan. Ryan's the guy who runs the farmer's market.
Ryan is over the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah, Paul Ryan.
Remember Ryan? Paul Ryan. But he now works for it. I don't think he runs it anymore.
Right. Creeping crawlies, Petery Parley, banished to his native island from erring under Ryan. How is that connected to him Bucktoo?
Oh, that's where they're headed to. Him Bucktoo is where you got to go back. You got to get, you remember, you got to shoo him out, shoo him. It's like, you know, when you took the rats out of Ireland, Bob, you remember that. You were just a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah, it's the Peter.
We're going to go back to Ireland.
It's the Peter Parker. No, what? You're going to shoo them. You're going to shoo them back to Ireland.
The aliens? It'll be shooed back to Ireland?
Barack Obama. All of the Barack Obama followers. Come on, keep up. Now I know, Bob, this future stuff is very foreign for you. It's not like you've experienced ever before, this future stuff. You're always long in the past, counting numbers from last Tuesday for next Wednesday. It's going to be good when you can figure that all out. But if you can just be patient, Wednesday's coming, Bob. It'll be here soon. Wednesday's coming. It's going to be good.
Okay, so all the brawn, all the brow, that was shod, that was shat, that was shuck all the while for our massing gray, if moss-hungry people, the at Wickerworks 7, it's a question, had our retrospectable fear for their gats much tashes, had our retrospectable fear for their gats much attaches? What's that about?
If you'd had any respectable position, would have realized that decisions that were made, that you made, would have a negative effect on the world and on the world systems, on the... You can't sit here and calculate that we use oil in the United States. Well, the world okay, the world, and you can't walk in the door, turn off all the production, and then think that you're not going to be out of gas. And see, the problem is now, in retrospect, and further, fear further, the worse that's coming. Because in people complaining about how much the gas costs, it won't be long till everybody run out. Hey, this is funny. Hey, Bob, everybody run out because they knew the grid was going down. And everybody knows that. They're surprised. You don't borrow time now. So everybody run out, and they bought them a gas generator. Okay? They got a gas generator. And then gas going to go so high, number one, they couldn't afford it if they could. But let's say some of you had some of you spindlers in the tin can, spindlers in the tin can, and you would go, oh, Lord, we're starting to talk like Bob now. I'm quoting Finnegan. Money in the can, and you get money in the can so you can buy the gas anyway. Guess what? They turned it all off, and there ain't going to be none to buy. Three refineries are down right now. So if you can find a gallon of gas for $10 a gallon, you better grab it. You better get it. Get it. Don't say nothing until it hits $10 a gallon.
Well, what are Wicker Works?
Oh, Wicker Works is the whole system that they're trying to make you would call it as Green New Deal. Most wicker is green. It's a Green New Deal that they're trying to do, but they don't want to just say it. This is the same way they do it. They don't want to say that this is what we're going to do. Oh, we're going to make everybody electric. It's going to be great, but we're not going to have any electricity. But, oh, that's kind of like making a deal with Bob, where he grants you eternal life and then has your arms and your legs single-handedly cut off. So you have eternal life as a nodriplegic. You're a not a quadriplegic. You're a nonplegic. A nonplegic with no arms and legs, but get to enjoy eternal life.
Still hold forward to their healing, and by leaving the old weight down upon the swine, innovated by him, the Prince of Propaganda, they quiz him for the
Prince of Propaganda. Who in the world could that be? Is that the pissed on Pope? No, not the pissed on Pope. Is he been pissed on, or does he piss on? We don't know for the scat lovers near you. So now you're looking forward to the healing. For the old weight down upon the swammy. The swammy. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna see how that goes. That's gonna end in tears. We can assure you that is gonna end in tears. You can know that.
Every three lines you could put, greetings, Mr. Dean. This is propaganda.
The Dean of Idlers. The Dean of Idlers.
The chasm.
First person in the world.
The what?
Conquered the world and hadn't done a thing in 100 years. That's pretty good. He didn't even show up to work for 100 years and still got promotion.
Okay. The chrism for the Christmas. The pillar of the parish and the rock of real reality. And it is verily belied, we beloved, that not all saws of Escoopkins that's in the Queen's Potty's post, and not all pines of green...
Uh-oh.
Stopped on a dime there. Queen's Potty's post.
Yeah. They're going to start divvying up the lands and the chattels now. That's the new chitter-chat. Now, that's coming. Wow. See, that's coming, because they haven't even read the will yet. So there's going to be a pottage post.
And not all finds of green gold that the Indus contains would over-induce them.
So you're saying that the greenback dollars ain't going to work, and the Incans, and they were known for their gold, won't be enough to overhinge or overdo the process, as we have this long race. Okay, now you've got to go.
O.P., the steeplechase back once from their opus workship, and twice on Sundays, to their ancient flash and crash habits of old Palestine, your beam slewed cable.
Now, this is the old way. So we'll run the market up, we'll run the market down, we'll run the market over, and we'll run the rocket around. Round and round and round we go. Then a train goes through the middle of the house. Oh, no, a train went through the middle of the house. And then you don't know what happened when the train went through the middle of the house. And then go, oh, yeah, it's just a little market correction.
We priced this into the market. We going down 34,000 points. We priced that into the market. Constant consumers of perishables understand that they have to consume them or they'll perish. So this is not too bad. They just didn't realize they were the ones that were going to perish, not the consumer base.
Yes, Pan Able. Ear beam slewed cable, or Dirtzer, live wire, fire Benjamin Funkling out of the Empire, thin right-hand sun, which, come all, having listed carefully to the interlooking and the underlacking of our 29 shifts, or its continental's curses, pummel, apostrophize, burns and flammings and furnaces and Bill Hazy's and Ellishly, Hots, Potsticks.
It's going single-handedly. You're just going all the way through of all the apostasals of the Apocrypha. They're laying out through Burns and Flaming. Who is that? What's that law firm that you love so? Burns and Flaming. That ain't King and Spalding. Which one is it? Coy and Perkins? Coy and Perkins. Burns and Flaming. And then the Bill Hazy's. And then Mr. Ellis is in there. All the fat cats, all of them are in there. And then you got. Don't forget. You got the Hawk, and then the TAW. Don't forget that. Now go ahead.
The TAW, sick or whole, stiff or sober, let drop as a doom body drops without another ostrich gods and word either ways in their own lineal descendants. As presto as puttywhack, coal on, and as we gang along to Giggle House, talking of Malniak's manias and missions for maids to scratch the slang and leather coats for Murdy Magdies, of course this has blame all in that Mediterranean world, to say the blessed by point of the gracious is private judgment, when so to put it, desperito, desperudo, desterado, despertu. Or saving his presence for his own one friend beverage, Khan the Sharon. But to return for a moment.
Khan the Sharman, that's right. Khan the Sharman, that's the way to go. But now this laying up that all this thing that they set up, they're going to blame each other and blame it on that and game it on this. Oh, I was just joking. Y'all baby, the Giggle House. Stay out of Giggle House. This is the way to go, kid. We didn't mean you was actually going to starve to death. We just said you might get a little hungry. We didn't say you would actually starve to death. So we'll believe we're going to be talking about it. All the maniacal maniacs are trying to convince you that if you're a socialist, you can have three houses. So why would you be a socialist if they'll give you three houses? Why not have three houses? It's a good thing. I mean, because why not? It seems good as long as somebody else will pay for it. Of course, it's all good. And there's always whiskey if you run out of things to do. Or if you've got a nice long schlong, you can go join the leather coat and get you a nice biker gang and ride with some of the Murdy Maggies. Some of the Maggies. Make America great again. But of course, there's always going to be blame. They're going to tear it up. They're going to call it because they're going to be wondering who sets the degree that's blessed by the pointer.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this goes on and on for pages. So we're going to have to end and run out of time. So, I want to say this. I like
just,
this. After all that
go.
Wandering, oh, look here, I got it. After all that wandering, then you pretend you've said something. So you go, but to return for a moment, I want to be able to say that. But to return for a moment from the reptiles age to the coxswain on the first landing page, page Ana Riviera, if the pretty lady Elizabeth, oh, let's end with that, Elizabeth. If the pretty lady Elizabeth, we heard all about her tonight, the young lady Elizabeth, Hotel Dave's ruins, she laid her bat sleep for him, two true bears tell love on the Ides of Valentinos at Idleness, Fludzeria, isolate, lives lonely daughter with the comes to Chiami of Prima Vista abroad, suddenly. Remember how the queen would take off and go abroad? Yeah, I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear about that later. Okay, let's end there. Bottom 289, we'll have to go back to do this footnote, but we have to let people in here get some commentary.
Yeah. The one little thing left that you left is down at 6. You go down to the rest of the flooded area, to isolate that the tsunami from Prima Vista. Prima Vista. What part of Spain does that remind you of? What part of Spain does that remind you of? That's shearing and falling off into the Atlantic Ocean.
The Los Palamos area?
La Palma. La Paloma Loma. Paloma.
Yeah.
La Palma. Abroad. Suddenly.
Right. That's where we'll leave them hanging. We don't know if we'll get to another day of doing Finnegan's Wake.
But we gave it the old college try as far as we could go, Bob. We run the damn wheels off of it, but we'd run what we could, and then we're gonna let the rough side drag.
Okay, well,
all participants are now unmuted.
But we had to get it in. Bob had to
play
his dastardly
like
music
comment.
So much. We need to make this a 20-hour show or 24-hour show. Maybe that we can make a little more room. We just had one more hour. Just one more hour.
Yeah, if you got more idlers out there, we can go longer.
Oh, no,
the
no, no.
Dean
no.
of Idlers.
Y'all can do what you want to. Y'all can do what you... The Dean of Idlers. Yeah, Bob's not committed to this program hardly.
Are you trying to say something, Chad?
No, I was just laughing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say? Nothing to add?
I've nothing to add to the text. I just noticed.
Well, what about how you interpret?
Like,
how you work it?
At what point of your bulbous erection are you not going to engage?
I just thought. Bob being the king of narcissists and all the effects that he has, and he's always surprised when
it.
Bob
is the king of shit mountain. Bob is the king of shit mountain, and if you ask him, he'll let you have the crown.
Yeah, what's fantastic, Chad, is that, you know, I'm about to become quite famous, so I need to get some press out about me or my biography out. We find out Finnegan's Wake is my biography. It was all ready for me.
That's right. I love when Bob says, "You wouldn't believe how fucking in charge I am."
I'm even more in charge than I thought I was. Yeah, and you have to be quiet. See, for all these years, you've been around here several days now. For all these years, he was having to work hard to convince everybody that he was somebody. Now all of a sudden, he ain't talking about that no more. He's scared to put something on the patient book. Next thing you know, the goddamn Rockefeller is ringing the bell and the Rothschilds are saying, "Get out, Mike! Get out, Mike!" He's got attention, all right. It just maybe got exactly what he had in mind. This slack is hard work, y'all. Be real careful before you take it up. Hard to lay it down when you take up slack. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa, what do you have to say? You got something to say, Alyssa. Did you say something, Chad?
Yeah, I was just going to finish with, this whole thing, this whole history and civilization thing has really ended in a way that no one expected. I mean, it just sounds ridiculous.
We did. Bob did. Bob's been doing it. It's a big note. You can't make up who's afraid of furry lint and not be shy of the outcome. You can't go that far. You can't get that ridiculous for Pete's fuck's sake. And you can't make this shit up. Ain't no way nobody would buy this book.
It's a little bit on the edge. Come on, someone else got something to say?
Yeah
Bob.
And who's Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah,
Benjamin Franklin. He's the one touting that it's a democracy. It's a democracy if you can keep it.
It's a democracy, it's a fine system if you can keep it.
If you keep it.
Well, he's the one who started the electric effects with his flying kite.
Yeah, with his little pin winger. He had a little pin winger. He was doing bad things. He was out in Philadelphia doing bad dog shit. He was doing bad dog shit. That's what he was. And he invented. And he got real smart. He copied the Queen of England's parcel post and opened up the post office. Boy, he really figured it out, didn't he?
Yeah, he started the electric environment, which did it in democracy.
So, next, Bert.
He told you.
Hey, Ion, let's see. Page 288, after Hymn Book 2, that same Gallo-Roman culturus is very prevalent up to this windiest of land haver miseries.
Mm-hmm. All over.
When the winds blow, remember the fifth element? What does wind do? Wind blows. Fire burns. Mm-hmm. And when that blows, then that's going to sweep it all away. When that starts, it won't matter what you think about it or what you like or don't want or what aperitif you want to enjoy after your long dinner sale.
Okay.
No matter what you desire to do.
What you want for lunch won't matter.
Yeah, what you want for lunch, that's right.
Next.
You think I'm going to drink that, Tony Port? You've got another thought of coming. That is not even in vintage.
Anybody else? Come on. Say something.
Yeah, Bob, there's so many references to reptiles and snakes and all sorts of winkies and willies in here. And I've got the neighbor knocking on my door telling me I've got a Cape Cobra in Olive Grove. So I was like, oh, hell. It's pretty close to home, this one.
Really? That's the truth?
Yep. Yeah,
wow.
A cobra. Yeah. So
what do you do? How do you get rid of it?
Bob, you don't. Well, you just hope it goes away.
Yeah. You eat it. You motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
No.
What's wrong with you? You eat it.
Yeah.
It tastes like chicken. It tastes like chicken.
I've had python eye and it does taste like chicken, but I've never had a cobra. Yeah. So
it's sitting there, and your neighbor noticed it.
Yeah, it stood up for the neighbor. It stood up for the neighbor. They kind of stand up and. If you didn't live
in a godforsaken land, Bob could take his little pipe and sing to it, and he'd lay down and dance and bop and weave. He makes a lot of people bob and weave. Ask Alyssa. She'll tell you all about Bob making you bob and weave.
No, Bob, I'm far away from it. They're very deadly. They're really poisonous, so I'm not going to meddle with
it.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, but you can see it.
Go get a draconian whale and see if that makes you feel better.
I did the draconian aliens tamper with my timeline.
It's not a personal situation. We're asking you for the benefit. So you have to keep watching it from a distance to see where it goes, right?
Yeah, you got to worry about the chickens and the cats.
He just hope it don't get in the house. That's all he's trying to do. He's just barely surviving.
Well, I was worried that it might have eaten sherbet the other day, because I haven't seen any around.
Well, good. Yeah, they don't eat quite like that, but they can. So. Yeah.
For listeners,
good. Congratulations. You're drawing all kinds of fun stuff. This is Finnegan's 202.
Yeah.
It's only the beginning, eh?
Yeah, for listeners, Mick is in South Africa.
And we're so very, he's very sorry about that,
I got a draconian well.
Okay, next person. Sure. Who wants to say something? Add to the exegesis.
Yep. Y'all, come on. Bob's got to get at least 5 good minutes out of this. It'll be a waste of your time again.
Good morning, Mr. Dean.
King Dean of Shit Mountain. That's our Bobby.
Oh, I thought it was someone meeting Bob at the Nord Stream and thinking, okay, did you do it or I did it or who did it?
Bob says that right now. Bob says
exactly.
That to this day. He says that to this day. That's exactly right. He has that conversation. Who moved my headphones? Kevin, did you turn my headphones on? I know I turned them off before I passed out. It fell down on the floor in my super. I know I turned it off. I know I'm out of it on. And what's really going on here? This is it. This is not Oktoberfest. Y'all need to calm down. Get yourself together because this is going to end badly. Just so everybody knows, you had your chance now. Do your damnedest, because it's up. It's up.
Great.
Brent? Brent makes up nothing. You can make shit up, you know. Come on.
Bob, there was a reference
Bob
as well
Brown,
to... Oh, there we go.
Yeah, what, Nick?
Hey, there was a reference to the rats being chased out. Is that earlier on? Was that the immigrants or the migrants or the aliens coming into America and then not?
No. No, it's Democrats.
Democrats, okay.
Okay. Democrats.
Democrats.
Rats.
Democrats.
Yeah. Democrats. Yes. Democrats. Yes.
Democrat. Rats. Okay.
Oh, rats.
What about the Osterhang Key? We've heard about it before, but not in this book.
Yes. That's right. That's right. That gets activated. That's why we said this is important, because it's a bit of future. What you call it? Bit of future.
A bit of future.
And then we didn't say Osterhagen, because that's coming.
Okay.
Wait, where's the author and key? What section is that in?
Not Arthur.
Osterham.
Osterham.
Yeah, where is that?
Doomsday. Doomsday, Biggin. What do you mean, where is that? It's right there on the text. She's quoting. That's what you asked her to do.
It's in the Latin section, Bob, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. The part we did. The good part. We did the good
Austin
part.
Tour.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Anybody else?
Hi on that $10 gallon.
Why are the Obamas getting such a mention?
New England. Brent of New England. What, Brent?
Ion, that $10 gallon of gas, is that when the cold play comes in? How high is this gas going to go before people just lose it?
It ain't how high is it going to go. It ain't going to be nothing to buy, Biggin. So now you're out of electricity. Then you got you a generator, and you got a carburetor that won't carb. You got a generator that won't gin. We can't tell you what the pistons won't do. And then we said, if you can find a $10 gallon of gas, you better buy it. It'll be a bargain.
Yep. Yeah, so this is the, in the middle of the book, the conclusion, the punchline, the future is lockdown Bob Rule, and it's in this bracket. It goes from 287 to just before the design in the middle of the book, and includes the discarnate word in the middle of 292. That's the section. Remember I was telling you how important the discarnate was opposite the Vesca Pisces design on page 293, the middle of the book, the punchline. This is the section before, and it's Bob meeting the aliens and lockdown Bob Rule, a little bit in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Whole section of Wyndham Moose here.
We told you that that was the devil. You should have been, there should have been Lewis Carroll, but no, we got to go Wyndham Lewis. We gotta follow Thoreau in the woods to see what he was doing in the woods.
So it ends this section that's in brackets 287 to 292. It explains why Bob shows up. Because you must how in undivided reality draw the line somewhere.
The final word in there, Bob.
Undivided. You had that, the divisible individuality or something tonight with Carolyn. The indivisible individual. Undivided reality. Perfect. All right, we'll end on that point there. We have a
happy day. Y'all come back. We hope to see you, and we hope to see you soon. And,
thanks,
what else are we supposed to say? What else are we supposed to say? Get tight, get right. It's in get tight, get right, and hunker down, you hairy dogs. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.